FM Brunch.
Weekdays, 9 to 12 p.m.
Mario Music with N Heavy K. And Dikokele is the name of that one. We are featuring Buhle. It's 15 minutes past the hour 11. Welcome to the third and final hour. And by now, you should know, every Friday, final hour, this is what we are up to.
Celebrity Radio Takeover. The radio takeover that brings your favorite South African personalities into the Brunch Studios as co-hosts. In interviews, this is full-on radio, music, games, and unfiltered moments. This is Celebrity Radio Takeover. Exclusively on UJFM Brunch.
Now, check it. Today's guest is a name South African screens know very well. We're talking about a seasoned actor who's been in the industry since he was practically in nappies. Imagine that, cutting his teeth on stage as young Simba in a theatrical production of The Lion King before jumping onto our screens. I'm talking about a person who has been on Scandal, who has been on Isthembi, so portraying characters across some of South Africa biggest and most beloved shows. Trained and tested and still going strong, this is Johannesburg Sun, who's been perfecting his craft since childhood. Make some noise, Brunch family, and cheer it up for Mpho Sibeko. I wasn't even sure I'm going to get through. But how are you? And welcome to UJFM Brunch.
Well, thank you for having me, man.
No, it's lovely having you. I am great. I'm great. You know, I didn't know you had such a deep voice, even in prison. I'm thinking, no, you're Puma E Festena. You're Puma E Paisy. I am so, like, I don't know. Am I starstruck or what? Am I
just... Come on now.
But anyway, let us get into it, right? Sure. You're an actor. You're a thespian.
Yeah.
You started acting as a kid, young Simba in The Lion King on stage and straight into TV by grade 9?
Yeah, yeah. Young Simba was, I think I was in grade 6 then.
Imagine!
Theater. It was a nice long run, but I mean, you know, yeah, at that time we didn't even know that we wanted to do this thing, but it chose us, I guess.
That's my thing. Yeah. Like, who actually made the decision for you to be a young actor, to be casted on Simba? Were you that child who was like, I want to be on screen, I want to be...
Look, I think as a kid, men being papa, you know, and I mean... Funny enough, the world does this thing where, you know, we do a complete 180, because right now, I don't even have the energy I had back then, you know. I mean, look, for Lion King, Young Simba, I was at the airport with my dad and he bumped into one of the producers and was like, hey, my kid is into this and that. And
no
he was
way.
Like, okay, well, bring him to the auditions. And that's how we started practically.
So your parents basically paved the way for you?
Pretty much. They sort of, yeah, jolted me into that direction.
Namia was supposed to be a model, a baby model.
Yeah.
Baba Wam Wati, no. Kabana, he closed the doors for me. So shout out to your family for
your
actually
own.
Pushing you.
Shout out to them, actually. They did a good thing.
Yeah, no, my father was an op, guys. Now that
thing. Aren't they all?
So you've played such different characters, right? Yeah. The goofy next door guy, Mo on Gauteng Maboneng, a corrupt mayor, son on Isthembi, so a priest with a dark side on Scandal. Yeah. I remember so vividly when you were on Scandal, right? To a love triangle on Blood and Water.
Yeah, man.
We need to talk about that off air, actually.
Yeah.
Which of these roles actually stretched you the most as an actor?
Look, I think in terms of just delivery on the language quota, I think Scandal, because, you know, I'm a young guy. Now, this is a priest who's like deep, deep, deep Zulu guy, you know. But I think in terms of portrayal, I think Blood and Water was more of a representation in terms of, you know, the kinds of people and the walks of life they go through. So performance-wise, I'd say all of them, to be quite honest, you know. But I think the one that really took me outside of my comfort zone was
Blood
and Water.
Yes, yeah. I knew it. Because when I saw you in that, I was like, okay, so we're moving into something. And you did such a phenomenal job at that,
Thank you, by the way.
Kudos to you.
Okay, so now myself and fellow Joburgers want to know, you did the Pillars of Film in 2025, right? So now we want to know, how was film different from TV?
Look, in terms of, you know, the pace, it's pretty much the same. However, when it comes to like performance, it's more you know, concentrated. Mm-hmm. Whereas a telenovela, which is like 100+ episodes, mm-hmm. you get time to really stretch the character out, you mm-hmm. know, figure out what he's going through, how to portray, deliver. Whereas film is very concentrated in that sense, Yoguti. We only have about 90 minutes to really show who this character is, you
Absolutely.
Know. So everything is all about the nuances, whereas on TV you can stretch it out, you know, can find your feet. It's look, they're both daunting, and no one can tell me that they don't get stage fright, no matter how seasoned yes. or experienced yeah. you are, you know. So it's all the same, really.
So
it's
you still same. Get stage fright.
Look, sometimes I feel like I need to go to the toilet right after I just came out of the toilet before a scene. You know, it's like it's a sensation you can't really explain.
And these are things that you never really know until you come to the brunch show, and then you hear the our actors saying such things, and you're like, you are acting on my show.
Like, there is no way. You have been like, now you're probably working, auditioning for another film.
He found out, Tori, I am a film student, yeah. so he wants me to cast him in the future. Wazi Beko is in studio for Celebrity Radio Takeover. If you've got questions, do ask the fellow brother. 0636418068 is the number to dial. But when we come back, he is finally officially taking over UJFM Brunch. Please, I am warning you, don't try to take my job, Mpo, okay?
I'm gunning for it.
Okay. Keep it locked in on Brunch. Right now, we've got A Body Go by Molly and Tyler. Enjoy. What do we expect from Uwe's Kid? I thought Utata was screenshots or Utati told me. I don't know what just happened in that song, guys. I was so confused. But Peace of My Heart is the name of that one. 25 minutes past the hour, 11. We are with Mpo Sibego in studio, and he's about to take over Celebrity Radio Takeover. So take it away, sir.
Yo, okay. So, Sekalisa, Mr. Tula. What up, UJFM listeners? So, today's conversation, right? I want us to talk about something very close to my world, mm-hmm. okay? I spend my whole career living inside scripts, chasing storylines to build up to some of the hardest moments, more intense, the twist, the reveal, the things nobody sees coming. And I've realized life does the same thing to us, okay? We're more often than we give credit to, all right? So, for the next few minutes, I just want us to talk about plot twists or things that are unexpected that you've gone through in your life. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Mm. So, what is the biggest plot twist a first impression has thrown at you? Is word of the day.
This one is a difficult one. But like, my life is an entire plot twist.
Yeah, I'm not writing.
My life, because let me tell you something. I never envisioned myself doing radio, by the way.
Yeah.
Mina, when I grew up, I was like, I'm going to be an actor. Yeah. Nowhere near that, by the way. And then eventually at some point, like, my entire life is a plot twist. Wait, I'm having a sudden realization. Wait a minute. Okay. And then I was like, okay, I'm going to go to school.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be an architect.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. You got to follow that structure of sorts.
Did
yeah.
I do science?
Nope.
No. And then I was like, okay, I'm going to be a landscape architect. It's still, you know, in line with architecture.
Architecture
is the word I was running after.
Yeah.
After high school, I went back to school. I do not want you. So it was, we were not communicating the combo. And then a guy, a friend of mine, was like, hey, I want someone to do content producing for this other radio station. Mm-hmm. I was like, hey, man, skolo hasi bereki. Let me go. Yeah. And boom, I was in radio now, producing content, knew nothing about it. And then I stopped radio for some time and I went back to school. I'm in school right now. And I was like, I'm pursuing psychology.
Okay.
Radio called me back. I am here now.
Look
and
at you.
So many plot twists.
Yeah.
Actually.
Yeah.
I should write a book. You should play it out for me, actually.
Look, I mean, you know, at times, I'll tell you something short. So a couple of my friends and I that are close today, when we first met, we couldn't stand each other.
What?
Yeah. You know, a few of us got into like physical altercations. And then after that, we're like, okay, don't I ask you, someone, but look what you made me do. But okay, you know what? You're actually a cool guy. You know, you can take a hit, you know. So therefore, you and I, we should, you know, just be buddy-buddy. You know what I'm saying? Because if we together, then we are taking over, we are conquering. The whole of UJ can come and it's just me and my boy. One by one. So to set the scene, man, you know, like I said, there's always that one person you can't stand at first. You guys, the listeners, maybe it's a classmate. You keep bumping into them on campus and every single interaction was a mess and somehow turned into your best friend or even a lover. The person who was supposed to be your enemy then ended up being the one you call every day. Or maybe it's not even a person. Maybe it's a class you saw you'd hate or drop and it turned into your favorite module. Or a res. You know these security guards at res. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, Abu Malume. Abu, hey, yeah, no, Siabazi. But then, you know what I'm saying? And then now, they end up being like your best of bombers. You know, they're the ones leading you into whatever it is that you have to do. All right. It could have even been a job that you totally hated and you're actually killing it right now and you are progressing. That's what we're talking about. First impressions lie to us all the time. Sometimes it rewrites the whole story on its own. Okay. So Brunch Fam, what is your plot twist? The person, class, place, a job, and the thing you totally misjudged at first. Call in, text in, whatever it is. Mm-hmm. Let's hear about it. What about you?
I think for me,
we will get into that after you give us your news.
Yeah. Headline. Let me give you my news and then I'll tell you.
0636418068. I still maintain I am my biggest plot twist. Like, I was my worst enemy until I became my best friend.
Tenzin.
I maintain that. But anyway, let's hear what's happening in the world of news. Keep it locked in on UJFM Brunch O'Clock.
Sigilela. All right. That was AKA Run Josie featuring K.O. Today, it's Imposibego running UJFM. All right, welcome back to the show, guys. It's UJFM Brunch with KTG. Well, featuring KTG because it's my house. UJFM 95.4. So before the break, you guys, we were talking about plot twists in life, first impressions that turned out to be, you know, something that turned out to be great, I guess, not even detrimental, but something that was amazing. And before we went to a break, we really got into it and how about things you guys have been going through. Now, we got a couple of responses, okay? So we've got at Tando underscore M saying, my enemy in first year is now my business partner. We literally couldn't stand each other over a group project. Now we run a company together.
Juan Mabin, are you not afraid that they're going to like stab you?
You know what I'm saying?
At some point?
Like,
an entire enemy.
You know? Like, uzokushotisa umholo lo
yeah.
The invoice, my game, uzothatha 20%. And then we've got Etsne Kumalo saying, applied for a job as a backup plan, ended up loving it more than my actual dream job. Life really said, sit down. And she said she was sat. Yeah, yeah. It's underscore Lungi, bumped into my now husband, Weban. Because he stole my parking spot on campus. I was fuming. Married 4 years now.
Okay, wait. That one is a beautiful love story.
It's cute, eh? It's giving like movie vibes.
Never want to meet my husband like that.
I won't lie.
My future husband. Angazi. I don't know. We are paying at a till and then he mistakenly takes my card. I'm like, that's my card. Like, no. I'm such a hopeless romantic. But
listen,
anyway,
you know, I think I'd appreciate something like that as well. You know, like, because she thought, you know, I did something and then we fall in love.
Was so
and
toxic.
Get married.
Because what is that?
I mean, you know what I'm saying?
Toxicity
breeds life, I guess.
And you will be breeding life.
You know what I'm saying? At Mr. underscore Zwane, dropped the class I hated in 2 weeks. In 2 weeks, professor convinced me to stay. That module changed my whole career path.
No, I do not even have that kind of story.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, no. I did Englishy and they were like, no, you will love it eventually at some point in your life. After first year, I dropped it.
Yeah.
I never looked back. Yeah. I do not want to hear about Shakespeare ever again.
Ouch.
No, I love Shakespeare.
Ouch.
No,
ouch. No, I mean, that's like the foundation of my entire career.
What?
Right?
No, for you. I cannot be justified.
No, you can't. You know what? I will actually kick you out of studio. It's my show. It's my house.
Yeah.
Please. And then we've got @kitumetsi.n. My best friend and I met because we both got left on red by the same guy. He did us a favor, honestly.
That's so messy.
Damn.
So Ghost. Now you guys are bonding over a guy that...
Trauma bonding.
Trauma bonding.
So it's not a real friendship.
Maganga buya upoy. What's going to happen?
Yeah, like,
Like, what's going to happen then, Kitumetsi? All right, we've got Ed Boipelo, 23, took a job I thought was temporary just to pay rent. 6 years later, I'm running that department. You go, girl.
Oh, but that's amazing. It's almost like your story. I mean, because you didn't, it's not like you were trying to pursue acting when you started.
Yeah, man.
You kind of got thrown into it, and here you are, I don't know how many years later, 5 years later.
20 years.
I've been
acting 20 years.
Gonna what did Kevin Hart say? Dang! Damn!
You better be sorry. Say I'm sorry. Say I'm sorry.
Sorry.
Hey,
sorry.
I'll cut the show now. You're gonna go home early. I'll do you a favor.
Sorry.
Look, I mean, on that note, I remember when I was in high school, grade 10, when you choose your own subjects, I didn't do drama. I'd been doing drama before.
Yeah.
I did accounting. I was so great at it, right? And then grade 11, I was like, actually, no, this is not for me.
Advancing.
I mean, I still think I'm good with numbers, but mm-hmm. I mean, you know, that thing took over. Mm-hmm. This acting thing, you know, I don't know, like why I'm toxic to myself, because I guess that means I just love pretending.
You're not.
Yeah, no, go be rough. No, it's rough. It's rough. It's rough. All right.
But maybe you are good in numbers. You know, I mean, 1 plus 1 is
17.
You are.
Oh, sorry.
You chose the right part.
11.
Stick to your guns, Ali.
At Nomso Official, the guy I friend zoned in res is now my fiance. Ladies, please don't be like me. I wasted 2 years. Hey, man, wasted 2 years doing what, my dear?
I'm so.
No, that's a good thing.
Is it really?
You need to wait.
Oh.
You need to wait. I mean, I waited.
What do you know about waiting, Motsepe?
Mm. Okay, with my current partner, I waited 3 months.
Oh, wow. 3 months.
3 months. Well, when I could have stretched it to a year, but because he kept on pushing, so he gained the points.
Okay.
Faster.
No, shout out, boy.
Yeah.
And full nogus on one job. Wow, Shelly Puppy coming through with him. Let's take a young break, but you guys can still have an opportunity to send through some comments. 063-641-8068. Keep it locked in right here on UJFM Brunch O'Clock. Paris Mock Tune with Perfection, 45 minutes past the hour, 11. Welcome to UJFM Brunch with myself, Katie, Memotepe, and we have a celebrity in studio. We have Mpo Sibeko.
Celebrity Radio Takeover. The radio takeover that brings your favorite South African personalities into the Brunch studios as co-hosts. Forget interviews. This is full-on radio, music, games, and unfiltered moments. This is Celebrity Radio Takeover.
Absolutely. Take it away.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to Mpo Sibeko's show, UJFM Brunch, 95.4. All right, so topic of the day has been plot twists. And in this last segment, I want us to actually play a little game. All right, so I'll give a short example. All right, so, right, you have to sort of guess the outcome of this scenario, right? An example. Mm-hmm. My boy Tabo, right? He bought his dream car last week, yeah? And he decided, oh man, let's go out, you know? And we went out. We went out to celebrate, okay? We hit a few clubs, you know, we're having a good time.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the end of the night, when it was time to go home, yeah, something happened. And, you know, we didn't really know what exactly we're going to do about the situation, but it's up to you guys to guess what that really shifted the direction of the night.
Ooh, I think somebody came and spray painted his car.
Oh.
Yeah. So, you know, when you spray paint a car, you actually ruin it. So, Manje, he's thinking, yo, this car's expensive. So, to repaint his money. Mm-hmm. Yes, that's what I think happened.
Okay.
Okay, for me, I think somebody got, you guys got hijacked.
Oh.
What?
Because it's a night out at a club, right? So most of these hijackings happen at clubs, at night outs, and, you know. So chances are you guys got hijacked.
So, you know, plot twist. He literally just went home and parked it and just looked back at it like he admired it. I mean, it's his dream car, guys. You know what I'm saying? I know things happen unexpectedly, but, you know, some plot twists actually are for the betterment of us.
Okay, that was actually... Ooh, that was a good one. I hope you have more, actually, to give us, because I want to guess.
All right. Okay, so here's one. Two strangers got into a heated argument over a parking spot, both refusing to back down, voices raised, the whole thing escalating fast. What do you think actually became the conclusion of the thing?
I have two.
Mm.
Okay. The first one is that they slapped each other.
Oh.
The second one is that probably the police that were passing by intervened.
Ah. Okay.
Let's run this scenario one more time.
So, two people.
Strangers.
Get into a heated argument over a parking spot.
Uh-huh.
Both refusing to back down. Uh-huh. Voices raised, the whole thing escalated.
Mm.
What is a resolve? What do you think is a resolve?
I think that... Because now I'm taking from what you told me before. They probably just drove off and went home, right?
Listen. They're getting married next week, guys.
What?
Turns out it was their first encounter. Look at life.
Okay, so I was kind of close. I mean, they did go home.
Together. You know? Yeah, just one word away.
There we are.
I love violence,
eh? No, we're not.
We've established you need to go to psychiatry. But do you have a scenario for us, Memotepe?
Okay, the scenario that I have for you guys is that Bongani was terrified of public speaking his whole life.
Mm-hmm.
He avoided it at all costs, even skipped his own graduation to avoid walking on stage. What do you guys think happened?
He didn't come to the graduation. What could have happened? I don't know. Like, if he wasn't there, like he watched it on Instagram Live, like someone's like someone streaming it.
Wow. And then I'm stealing his answer. I'm really stealing his answer.
Mm-hmm. Oh my word. The twist is that he is now a wedding MC.
Hi,
Bongani.
Yeah. And he only got to it because he lost a bet.
No, that is the twistiest plot like... I've ever. I would have never imagined that. Who wrote these? I need to speak to the manager. I need to speak to the manager. Who? Okay, we're going to get into mine a little later on because right now we kind of need to take a bit of a break. But if you guys had interesting responses to the stories and the scenarios that we just gave, you guys have an opportunity to, you know, send us some responses, 063-641-8068. But for now, Casper Nyvest coming through with Puma Game. Casper Nyvest coming through with Puma Game. It's 54 minutes past the hour 11 and we are still taking over with Mpho Sebeko.
Zeng Zeng, welcome to my show. Welcome back, everybody.
Strike one.
So look, guys, if you've just joined us, we've been playing a game called Plot Twist. And we're waiting on Griff to give us her scenario so we could, you know, try ascertain what is what.
Okay, I mean, y'all's were good, but mine is way better. Are you ready?
Okay.
Challenge accepted.
I think sometime in the life I'm too competitive.
Bring it on.
Only on UJFM Brunch.
So a guy planned an elaborate surprise proposal, hid a photographer in the bushes, rehearsed his speech for weeks. What's the obvious guess?
I mean, the obvious guess is that I have two.
Okay.
I'm going to try to be peaceful this time around. No violence. Okay, the first one is that the lady that she was supposed to propose to did not arrive.
Oh, no, that's violence.
Let's try.
I think, you know, the lady arrived, but the photographer, you know, forgot to, like, take the lens off the cap off the lens, the camera lens.
Wow, that is actually a great guess.
Is it?
No. So the twist is that she beat him to it and pulled out her own ring first.
Hector Mundo.
Wow. Yeah, you're going to marry
me. No, man.
This is bad for you because you are an actor and you're supposed to be doing impromptu, so you should know better than
man,
us.
Bang palili script, okay.
Oh,
all
okay.
I have to do is just memorize the lines. I don't write my own shows.
Sorry, you. It's giving a nepotism, like, hello.
Hector Mundo.
Write, you should write your own scripts from now on. Maybe you would have been better at this game.
Wow.
I'm just saying.
Wow. Wow.
I choose peace.
Ladies and gentlemen, you tuned in to UJFM Brunch Celebrity Takeover. I don't like the celebrity word, hey? Like, oh. You know, we are just figures, I guess. You know, but anyway, yes, Mposibego, we tuned in.
Oh, you want to get into it now?
Oh, I mean, look.
Really?
I've been biting my tongue. I've been, the whole screen there, just walking and at away and go, see. Expose me once. Expose me.
We gotta give you your credit, though.
Look, I appreciate it.
Exactly,
really.
But don't worry. Next time you come, we'll just say Mpo Radio Takeover. Is that fine?
Yeah, it's fine. It's fine.
Sibeko Radio Takeover.
Tenzeng, don't forget the Sibeko, please.
But we're not bringing you back because you're trying to take my job.
Listen.
So, and he did say, he threatened me so many times.
Yeah, he did say.
I think after
he's
this,
been hinting.
After this, I need to go speak to the producer. I need to go brown envelope
what?
Under the table type.
After
you
this,
know?
I'm escorting you out. You are seeing nobody but you.
Way out. Oh man, it's been lovely, guys. Thank you so much for having me for this celebrity takeover with the UJFM Brunch 95.4. You guys have been amazing.
He doesn't give my show credit. Like, he doesn't even mention my name. Or UJFM
no.
Brunch.
It's not your
yes.
show, CC.
Oh. Yeah, no,
it's
Kajinu,
not your show.
Kajinu kupa upoze nyana. Bari hold your horses.
Yeah.
Bari hold your horses.
Hey, that's an A1
But it's been great. It's been fun. Guys, I can't thank you enough for having me. You guys have been great pleasure to be with and a joy for me, you know, because I'd really love to get into radio. So this is a young practice ground,
I
you
knew
know.
It. He's auditioning.
I told you.
Yeah, I told you.
I did say that.
But from me, guys, all the UJFM listeners, thank you so much for having me. See you next week. Same time, same place, same frequency. From myself, Mpo Sibeko. Mfanasekasi, it's been a jolly good show. We'll see you Monday, 9 to 12.
That's what's up.
Jolly good show. Jolly good show.
UJFM Brunch.
Weekdays, 9 to 12 p.m.